You know, I brought you in this world. I'll take you out.
Fun Friday, Fun Friday, KPZW. Fun Friday, Fun Friday.
We'll tell you what to do, where to go, who to see, what to be. You'll see you're in the know, because you heard our show.
Fun Friday, Fun Friday, KPZW.
Fun Friday finale. Woo-hoo! Hey, welcome to Fun Friday. You're listening to KPCW 91.9 FM. I'm John Burdick.
I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are putting together our final Fun Friday show. And we're a little sad, but at the same time, we're excited to move on to new and different ventures, but
yes.
Here Fun Friday is the place for you to find out all the fun things to do in town, and we will definitely tell you what's going on in town this weekend on our final show. And
it's the final frontier.
That's the final frontier. Anyway, most of the facts today will be about our Fun Friday show. As you know, listeners out there, fansters, have felt so much smarter after listening to a Fun Friday show, whether it be because I have completely made up anything I've gotten off the internet and passed it off as my own fun fact. But we have tons of facts to tell you. But today's show includes two of our fun guests that have been fans or sponsors of the show for a while. So the Silly Market girls will be here, and they'll be talking about what's going on this Sunday at the Park Silly Sunday Market. And we also have the Basin Recreation Center coming in to talk about what's going on out there this weekend. And so,
and they have their whole summer lineup.
They do?
They do movies outside.
Oh, they, with the
and
big,
and they've
yeah.
got some new additions to the outside movie, but I won't tell you what's going on. Well, you'll have to stay tuned.
They will have to tell you themselves, because they'll be here in studio. And so that is what's going on with the final Fun Friday show.
Come in for cake.
Yes.
And we, oh, my God, this is the biggest cake we've ever had.
This is the largest cake that we have ever had here on Fun Friday. So if you're a fanster, if you're just driving around and you need a sugar buzz, come into the KPCW studio.
Yes.
Say goodbye to Jan and myself and have some cake. You can't lose, really.
No, cake is good. Although I say I will cut back on the cake on Friday now.
Really?
I think so.
I've tried as hard as I can to fatten you up over all these Fun Fridays.
Yeah.
And I've failed miserably.
No, you have not. We're okay. It's good. So we will thank Bill Cosby.
Yes.
So yes. For his fine 2 seconds of getting us into this.
And our Fun Friday theme song. That was the first award-winning song for the Fun Friday show.
Yes, great
so
fun.
Thanks to Mark and Jan for putting that together. And thanks to the Utah Broadcasters Association for recognizing it as a gold level recipient.
Yes.
of an award.
Do we tell them now we were the only ones in the category?
Okay, now.
No.
That does not matter.
No, we
these
weren't.
Are small, insignificant facts.
Well, I am smarter, too, for having been on Fun Friday.
Oh, you are?
Well, yes. Not to mention, the first and highlight thing is I now cook.
Yes, you do.
I can cook. I actually go into the kitchen. I make a mess. I rattle some pots and pans. I go out and barbecue. Oh, yes. I am.
See, I've got the mess part down, and I definitely rattle at least a pot and pan. But
should we pay tribute to Gertrude one more time?
Oh, yes, Gertrude. So those of you that have listened to the show over the years, we named my sister came in for Thanksgiving one year, and we named the turkey Gertrude.
Because?
Because we didn't actually eat Gertrude until like 11th, or almost the end of Thanksgiving.
Because?
Well, okay. Okay, so somebody, and they'll remain nameless, myself, decided to buy a frozen turkey at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon to cook, cook for Thanksgiving dinner. Now, you would think I would have known better, but I wasn't really thinking. I was trying to put my sweet potato recipe together, and so Gertrude was a little de-thawed. And when I called my mom to ask, well, how long do I have to cook this thing? She just flipped out over the phone like, you bought a frozen turkey?
On Thanksgiving.
They put flames on my BMW. Anyway.
Oh, and we should thank your mom, too.
Oh, yeah. Mom's been a supporter of the show for
and a fact checker.
3.5 years. Yes.
And she sent me that picture of the Barbie doll party with
yes.
The Oscars party.
The Oscars
of the
party
doll.
For Barbie.
Treasured. That
yes.
was a great Fun Friday
moment. That was
moment,
up on
so
Fun Friday's Facebook page.
Thanks to John's mom for that. That was hysterical. That was one of the highlights for me. So thank you to our 120 Facebook fansters.
Yes.
And I will thank personally our first one, Barbara. So thanks, Barb.
Yay.
Yay, our first fan.
Barb commented on Facebook of saying goodbye to us.
Cheers. Let's
let's honor some underwriters, and then we will be back with the silliest of silly girls. So stay tuned.
Foothill Oriental Rugs has been an underwriter on KPCW for over 20 years. I'm Jim Weber, owner, rug buyer, and Park City resident. As a direct importer since 1985, from traditional to contemporary to tribal, Foothill Oriental Rugs is Utah's complete rug source. Foothill Oriental Rugs is located 2 miles north of the mouth of the canyon in Salt Lake City at 1460 Foothill Drive.
Tickets are on sale now for the Summit County Fair Demolition Derby. The sellout event promises to be a smash hit and careens into the fairgrounds August 2nd with nonstop edge-of-your-seat derby excitement. It's all happening at the Summit County Fair in Colville, just 17 minutes from Kimball Junction. For more information, visit summitcountyfair.org. Having a good time since 1909, the Summit County Fair is a nonprofit organization.
And it is fun, too.
And it wouldn't be Fun Friday without spontaneous guests dropping by.
I like it. It was kind of arranged. We chatted earlier about it. So we have Robert with us. Good morning, Robert.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Welcome and what's your Friday. Big event tomorrow? Now, it's kind of an event, but it's an interesting event, and we're going to make it fun.
Well, it is. It's not as exciting as some TV shows make it out to be. But
that's TV.
Right. We're having an
Storage
auction.
Wars?
Yeah, right. Storage
nice.
Wars. We're having an auction at our storage facility, Park City Storage, tomorrow. It's something we don't do very often, but a couple times a year we run into this situation and have to do it. So
there
here we
go.
Are.
Yeah. There you have it. Yeah. And it's Park City, and it helps. And which storage place?
Park City Storage. We're out by the Home Depot just north.
Oh, okay. So if you go, oh, look, there's Home Depot to the one side. Go to the other direction.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, we know where that is.
Yep.
I think we've
all the way down
there.
Just past, what is that little shopping area? There's the gas station on the corner, and then there's the other.
There's
oh,
Burt
tires.
Brothers.
Burt
Tires.
Okay. Yeah, there's
and
an
then,
insurance
Silver
place.
Creek Animal Clinic.
Yes, yeah,
and
animals.
Then just beyond that, you're over to the left.
Over
there.
There.
Okay.
So.
We can find it.
I am not a keeper of stuff.
It is
so
amazing.
It's easy for me to get rid of stuff, and I know people keep stuff. Are you a keeper of stuff?
I unfortunately do have my little knickknacks that I keep over and over and over again.
Yes, like I said, you know what? I'm taking a suitcase and a toothbrush when I go. I'm just not a keeper of stuff.
It's unbelievable what people store.
Yeah, exactly. We've all seen Storage Wars, which kind of prompted this whole conversation, and it's zany and it's nutty, and oh, they make it look so intense, and they're flashing their thousands of dollars around.
Right.
But what really happens? You go, hey, here's what we got.
Exactly.
Do you get to peek inside, or is the door shut?
Yeah, so we open the door. Most people have their flashlights, and they look inside. And,
oh, yeah, just
and
like
TV. They try and see what they can see. They can't touch anything or go into the unit, but and then the bidding begins, and the highest bid wins, and they have to get all the stuff out, which is the best part for me.
There you go. Like by the end of the day?
By the end of the day, yeah. Or they can turn into a tenant and start paying me rent, which is fine, too.
No, okay.
But either way, we...
I would think that'd be easier. You know what? I was just going
to
leave it in there. Here's some dough. I might want to store it. I might want to keep my own stuff there.
Right.
You
right.
don't know.
Right.
So...
You never know.
Oh. And you have a few of these before.
Yeah. How many of these are you auctioning off? Are a bunch of them?
We have 4 units tomorrow.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff.
Fun
Does one of
Friday
them say KPCW?
4.
Say no.
No.
Okay, there
exactly.
You, go.
You guys are good at paying your bill.
Oh,
I,
there
actually,
you go.
We have
There you go. Yes, and thank you for that.
Yes.
So, because engineers keep stuff.
Yes.
Engineers keep stuff. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just making a statement.
Not really
There's
a hoarder, I would
Friday
say. I wouldn't go to the – but I do have like lots
stuff?
Of pieces of paper
okay.
and stuff. And T-shirts. I have the hardest time getting rid of T-shirts.
Oh,
like
right.
all these things and clothing in general that that basically makes me think
okay.
of when I bought it. So
right.
I can definitely – somehow relate to people that are supporting
it.
Your business in
yeah,
any lovely
go.
Way.
Well,
and,
we'll
you know, all the
favor.
Facilities in this town are full, actually. And,
wow.
You know, we're expanding our facility this
really?
Summer. And another one down the road from us is also doing an expansion. So the storage business is booming in
is
Park City.
Is that because the places, apartments are getting smaller?
You know, I'm not sure.
Don't let go of stuff.
A lot of people just have stuff that they don't want in the garage. A lot of people are doing remodels in their houses.
Well, there you go.
And they're renting their houses, and the people don't want it furnished, so they're having to store their furniture to rent their house. Or so there's a lot
See,
of different scenarios going on. But
costume closets, nobody can give
Have you
up
ever
that.
Caught anybody living in their storage unit?
Not in our facility, but I've definitely heard the stories.
Yes.
I've
yeah,
definitely heard
go.
Stories Yikes. Of other owners of facilities that
just,
do have that problem.
I'm just storing my family.
Yeah.
It's just us.
So what time is this event?
It starts at noon.
Starts at noon. Okay. So
noon.
Show up
High
with
noon.
Some cash.
That's right. Well,
bring
you
cash.
Can do cash or credit cards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No checks.
But
yeah,
cash is more fun.
Cash is fun.
Bring cash and wave it like those guys.
Do they do that? I don't
yes,
watch
they
the
do.
Show.
I've yeah. seen it a few times. So
we're also tomorrow having our yard sale at our facility for our current, for our tenants that want to get rid of stuff. We're doing that in the morning from 8 to 11.
You should call in the classified girls. They'll get you all sorts of people to come out to your yard sale.
We've hit all that already.
All right, good.
8 to 11 is your yard sale. Noon is the auction. And people are going out to the storage facility at
It's 6447 Pace Frontage Road.
There you go. Frontage Road.
Yep.
Turn the opposite way of Home Depot and you can't miss it.
You got it.
All right. Cheers. Thanks. So we have a fun Friday fact for our guests.
We do.
And you, when we're done, you can exit through the cake door because every Friday we've had cake. Today we have the biggest cake
for our final Fun Friday finale.
The last bite.
Yes. The last bite is what we named
the
cake.
That. So do we have a fun Friday fact?
We do. That in Tokyo they sell toupees for dogs. I know you feel smarter having come
there
to Fun Friday.
Yeah, now you're
and your hairless chihuahua can look stylish with a toupee from Tokyo,
and hopefully a little warmer.
Yes,
that's exactly.
Yeah,
specific
maybe go pick up a snow shovel because you just don't know. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks
and,
for having me.
Good luck with your storage wars.
I think I'll see you out there.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
We are clipping along. You can chit-chat about cake all you want. Oh, my gosh, welcome to Fun Friday. It's 17 minutes after 9. We are just flying away.
We have the silliest of silly market ladies and a guest that I don't recognize. Jump up to the mic.
Yes, very close. Get in there.
Okay. So this is Abby.
Hello, yes. Abby.
Abby.
Welcome
is
to Fun Friday.
Yes, she's with Smith's Food and Drug. She's going to be joining us this weekend.
Yes.
Chef presentation has some great food to let you guys sample.
Are you going to be cooking it up or are you just bringing it from Smith's?
We're going to bring it fresh since it's Superhero Sunday at Park Silly Market. We're doing superfood salads.
Oh, nice.
Great for summer. All of it fresh, prepared with produce. We have an edamame salad that's amazing.
Nice.
And then a berry salad and just some fresh options that we'll be sharing.
And you did explain we don't do vegetables on Friday, but we'll be good on Sunday.
Yes, yes.
You did explain. I just have to get that out there first.
Today.
Oh, okay. So you're out there all day with all yummy bits.
Yes. Yeah, and glad to be there. We're so excited.
Great. And were you there last year?
No, this is our first year.
Welcome.
They're our brand new Farmers Market sponsor. Yeah. So we're excited to have them. They're going to be here a couple times this summer.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
I don't know how you do what you do, and I say that to you almost every week. How do you do what you do? It's insane, and the ideas and the people, and how can you say no and not be a part of Silly Market?
Absolutely, you can.
You can. So. You got that going for you.
Yes.
Hey, could you? Yeah, sure, we're there.
So it's Superhero Sunday, is that what it is?
It is Superhero.
So you from Smith's are dressing up as a hero sandwich with a cape on it, is that right?
There you go. It's fresh.
Really great idea. Yeah, I expect to see you.
See, I'm telling you right here, they all come to me this time of the morning. My brain doesn't work so well until 9 o'clock on a Friday.
After sugar and caffeine.
It's the sugar. I gotta say it's the super cake this week.
Yeah, there you go. I know, we have given birth to more bad ideas and good ideas
and interesting ideas.
The brilliant ones. So people should get dressed up because you always get dressed up.
Yes, we always do. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, you know, we love people to take pictures and have a good time. So, I mean, we should have a costume contest. But we
do. At least a parade of costumes.
Sure, give them a...
Yes,
kids
why
love
not?
Parades.
Bring one sub sandwich. Have a costume contest and have the super sub.
Oh yeah, we can have that the Smith sub. We can spray paint it gold and we can put it on some kind of plaque and
nice.
Then they would have that forever.
on a stick.
They could cherish it.
A gold sandwich on a stick.
You don't even have to pay for these ideas. They just come freely.
We appreciate it.
Oh, you say that now.
John, we're just going to make you a think tank, and you can just sit there and drop all these little ideas
exactly.
in a bucket for us, and we'll pull them out every week and go, oh, no.
It's not going to stop me. You can do it, or it's just going to happen.
Exactly.
So you may as well claim
ownership.
Or you
can put them in one of those dunk tanks, and when you get the bad idea, you throw the dunk think tank.
I love it.
We
are on a roll.
We
should do that.
We got to cram it all in today, because this is the last one.
I know.
But
But yeah, we will thank the Silly Market for being such fabulous sponsors of Fun Friday. So thank you.
Well, we love being here and we love listening to you guys. We're going to miss you.
Thank you so much.
And you'll be around. Okay. Now, I'll just tell everybody the silly people will still come in. They'll still be around.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
Just find we'll tuck just, you in here and
just
there.
Just find a different venue.
Okay.
Which is Fun Friday.
So take the bus.
Yes.
And it's on Main Street.
Yeah.
Or your bike.
It starts at 10 a.m.
And bands. Here, lean way in there. So
exactly.
That's all right. You're new. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. No, it's my
Ryan
first
time. Ryan hasn't been here for the last 3 years. And every time we tell her, there's a microphone
there.
You probably
want
to use
that. You have to talk into. Like, oh, right. So we have in the morning, 11 House, which are my Jamaican friends. They're going to be doing some reggae dancing. They'll have a performance at 1. We have the Beatty House Band at 11. And then at 2, we have Tony Holiday and the Velvetones, so very
nice.
Bluesy harmonica. But I'm so sad. This is the last Fun Friday.
I tried to bring you a kazoo, but it doesn't work.
Yes, that's perfect.
Well, just that nothing. Like, we're making a sound.
Well, it will be very quiet on Fridays from now on, so it's not appropriate.
With a broken kazoo.
It's the silent kazoo. Friday will roll around, and there'll be some cricket noise.
I know.
Kazoo will sit here wearing headphones, and they'll go,
that'll be
wasn't?
Our next, the broken kazoo. That sounds like our band name.
Broken kazoos.
And now let's hear it for the broken kazoos. Jan and I step on stage and there's silence. And then I'll bring out my pet cricket.
Get to the Silly Market stage
yes.
and do an early yoga silent kazoo thing.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, splash in the dunk tank. Not all the ideas are good, but that's all it
But they're all ideas,
right,
folks.
They're ideas.
Right. It just is. Well, I think having Smith there with the fresh stuff is great because
yes.
I was just saying I got to start eating vegetables. I am so full of sugar.
Yeah. And they'll be located down by the main stage, a booth right next to main stage.
So. All right, so the main stage is all the way at the bottom of Lower Main, down there.
Right off of 9th Street.
Okay, so park way up on top and then stroll all the way down and have some fun.
Or
and
bike.
Enjoy it.
And park at the free bike valet that we have.
Okay, so they're still doing that.
Yep, we're still doing that with Cold Sports. So.
That's a great idea.
I know, it's fantastic.
And if you buy big art and stuff, they'll usually ship it or something, so you don't have to pack it home.
Right, exactly.
And then bring your reusable cups and things.
Bags, exactly.
And bags.
Yes.
And you can also buy them at our merch booth. We have a booth at the very top of Main where we have some adorable new shirts.
Silly swag.
Silly swag.
We're selling flasks.
We have
our flasks.
Your eyes lit up incredibly over this one. Was that your idea to sell flasks? Yeah, you inspired it.
We have tutu flask and we also have tie dye flasks. So
of course,
very
depending on what you're
right?
putting in the flask,
exactly. Could be fun.
You
could be fun. We have the water bottles and the reusable bags. So definitely, those are. If you don't have one, you can get it there, and it's the best way to shop.
Yeah, definitely.
And do some shopping. And there's food and vendors and stuff and things.
And
arts,
family and friends.
Beverages.
The whole town.
How many people do you pull in each week?
It's about 13,000 people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the first one was 13,000 is what
yep,
I heard.
Yep.
So Monday morning when you wake up, what do you think? I'm staying in bed?
That's what I did last week.
That depends on where they ended up after
sometimes. Yeah, I've seen you out after.
Exactly.
So.
All depends on where you wake up, Jen.
Silly Fest is probably noon. I'm rolling out.
But it is a good fun time.
Yeah,
there's
yes,
tons
so
of people.
Fun.
And I know a lot of people come up from Salt Lake. So where should they park if they're coming in from Heber or perhaps Midway? Can you park at the high school?
Yeah, you can park at the high school and take the bus over.
Okay.
It's a free bus ride. It
yes.
takes you straight to Main Street, so it's a great place to park.
And it's quicker.
And it's a quick ride. Yeah, that way you're not searching for a parking spot, driving around in circles. It's easy.
Yeah. So if you're coming from Wasatch County or in that side, definitely park at the high school and take the bus. It is faster. It is faster.
For your Fun Friday fact, Ryan, you've gotten numerous facts. Do you remember any of the Fun Friday facts that I've given you over the years that have made your day?
The dumb criminals.
The stupid. Who's your favorite? Because I put down the top 10.
I think it was the one where the guy just got out of jail and then robbed a car in the parking lot of the jail.
Yes, that guy's good. Definitely qualifies as stupid. So
that
yes,
one of my favorite.
That's a good one. Well, good. Well, thank you guys for being a sponsor of the show. And, good luck.
We're gonna miss you.
If you need any help putting together your hero costume, you let me know.
Because
I am an expert with bread and vegetables. And I'm sure I can put a cape on anything.
Yes. So. We've seen it.
Thank you, Jan and Don.
Yes,
thank you
so
thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much.
All right, stay tuned.
I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay. Oh, good.
All right. We'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Wasatch Brew Pub is proud to support KPCW, offering Opry Hour 7 days a week from 4 to 6, with fire and ice shots and an appetizer menu. Wasatch Brew Pub, we drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
This is Larry Warren, and it's time for the Back Alley Bash, Park City's premier summer picnic and party. As we have for decades now, KPCW and Cole Sport team up with fun for the whole family. We'll have two bands on the Town Lift Plaza, Small House Strings and Sin City Soul. It's free, but food and beverage sales will benefit your community radio. Save the date, June 27th from 5 to 9. Join your friends and family at the KPCW Cole Sport Back Alley Bash at the Town Lift. More at kpcw.org.
Fun Friday.
Yes. It's kind of like the greatest hits show.
We're trying to pull all the stops.
Well, that was one of my favorites.
Over the 3.5 years. That one's got the Fun Friday. That was for May 4th. We did it.
May the 4th be with you.
Then we recorded that for that particular show.
Yes, so that's always a
We're clipping right along here on our final Fun Friday show. And the Bass and Rec will be our next fun.
We have the revolving door going in, so it's all great fun. So, Bass and Recreation, first of all, thanks for being such a Fun Friday Fanster fans.
We're stoked to be here. Yeah. We had no idea this was the last one until last
night. We kind of surprised everybody
with
it. Yeah.
Are you a Fanster?
I am a Fanster.
120 Fansters, yes. Fun Friday Fansters, find out first. So we did send it out there.
You can have fireworks and cake.
We have cake.
Let's see what happens.
The biggest cake we've ever had, which is you got to exit
it's
through the cake door.
Please come up for cake. So I invited everybody, all 120 Fansters, for cake. So come on up. And there might be a little beverage after 10:01.
One of the Fun Friday facts, there have been 157 cakes on Fun Friday.
In the last,
wow,
in the last 3.5 years. But there's only been one cake bread pie.
Yes, one cake bread pie.
Actually, there were three. It took me three times to make that one.
I was here for the bacon croissants. That was pretty good.
Those were good.
Yeah. Maybe with bacon.
We ate a lot of stuff. I'm so full. But Basin Recreation has a summer schedule. Is that where we want to start?
Yeah. So we have a ton of stuff going on throughout the summer, but we have a couple within the next week or two. So I'll go ahead and start with
our first one,
which is tomorrow.
Okay.
That's our start of summer color run. So that's a super fun one. Tomorrow, Trailside Park, 9 a.m., we start out with a 5K color run. Have you guys done a color
run? Is that where you throw colors at people?
We have the colored chalk paint stations along
the
way.
Dust stuff?
Yeah, it's actually a powdered cornstarch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you color the cornstarch yourself, or buy it colored?
We buy it colored.
It's just packaged
colors: neon green, neon pink, purple.
And you don't have these crayons in your garage that you can just start painting little flakes of corn.
Oh, like with a cheese grater and crayons.
I got nothing. All right.
It's quite the thing. It's quite the thing. So 5K starts at 9 o'clock. So we'll start pre-registering at 8:30 if you show up at Trailside Park. We'll start the run at 9 o'clock. And then you run along the course, which is kind of up around the trails around Trailside Park and through the bike park at one point, right,
Mark? The kids' 1 mile run, they get to ride through the bike park. And there's a section, I think it's a beginner trail, but it has a bunch of berm turns and whoop-de-doos that the kids really like
whoop-de-doos.
To run.
Whoop-de-doos. Yeah.
Is that an official running term?
Whoop-de-doo? It's an official bike term.
It's not a cupcake from Hostess?
A whoop-de-doo.
Oh, maybe that's a ding-dong.
It could be, though.
Okay, it's a whoop-de-doo? It's a real name?
It could be a bike term.
I'm okay with it.
I like it.
I like the whoop-de-doo run. Okay.
Like Mark jumped right ahead to the 1 mile. So after the 5K, we'll be a 1 mile.
Any opportunity to say whoop-de-doo on air.
The adults don't go through there.
Oh, I am.
through there. So you brought up the bike park.
There we go. It segues just right in.
I got you.
Right in. And then after the 1 mile run, we'll do a 100-yard dash for the kids as well. And I think they really enjoyed that.
Do they get more color in that 100-yard dash?
Yeah, whatever we have left over, it's just a free for all.
Yeah. So another great part about the start of summer run is we held a t-shirt contest at Treasure Mountain Junior High.
Well, we opened it up to everybody, but Treasure seemed to have the
most entries or the best one. Yeah. They won.
Most interest.
We did. And Jack Litsky was the winner, and Jan and John.
Nice.
You can take a look at our t-shirt, which we pick a winner and we put it on the start of summer t-shirt. And we have a couple here for you guys to sample in honor of the last day here.
Thank you very much. It is colorful. We'll take pictures. We'll get it out there. Little splashes of color. Now I get it.
Yeah, it's great. I know. He did a great job with a little purple, little yellow, little green.
The blue.
Just said this morning, I'm ready to live in color. Mm-hmm. Like this morning, I was up at 5. I was like, I need to start living in color. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Here's the event.
Do you normally wake up in black and white?
I guess so, because it's film noir. Ooh. They're awake. They go to the coffee. He turns. Yeah. There's no cream. Mm-hmm. But back to Basin.
So that's the scoop with the start of summer run tomorrow, 9 a.m., Trailside Park. You can hop online, basinrecreation.org, if you want
more info on
that.
Do you have to register today, or can you just go to this?
You can just show up and register. So a single person, the day of event will be $30. A family pass is $55 if you want to bring your whole family, because that's the great thing with the 5K, 1 mile, and the 100-yard dash. There's a run for everybody.
So if I do the family thing, how many people can I claim for my family?
12, 20, 30, 40, whatever.
Bring the whole clan.
My extended family.
Yes. Perfect. Big happy family.
Yeah. Okay. And then Mark can tell us about next week. We have a couple of really fun things going
on. Next Saturday, June 28th, is our first movie in the park.
What's the movie?
It's October Sky. So it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know what year it was, but it's about coal miners in West Virginia. It's a kid that wanted to get out of coal mining, and he starts getting interested in physics and rockets.
Thank you.
They start shooting off rockets, and it's about him and his dad and their relationship.
Yeah, you're
going to
want to go see that.
There's some very funny parts about the movie, and there's some. I like the movie.
It's a great little movie. And let's emphasize that it's outside, right?
Yes, it is outside. It's at Trailside Park, Upper Field. It'll start at dusk. And in conjunction with this movie in the park, we're actually doing a backyard camp out. So for $10, you can reserve a tent site that will be around the screen. So in theory, you can sit in your tent and watch the movie, or you can put up a chair out in the open area and
I think that is brilliant. So. And I already told Alexis when she told me about this, I thought it was brilliant. So I'm going to say it out loud. That's a great idea.
Nice.
So we're limited to 40 spots. You can register online, basinrecreation.org. We're going to try to avoid registration the night of, because it's a little tough. We're asking that you don't bring your pets. Keep them at home for that night or with a friend. We will have quiet hours from 12 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Sorry, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Let us know
Sunday
how that
morning.
Goes.
Yeah.
But it's a great idea, because I miss the drive-in theater, and that's even better. Is this for all of the movies or just this one?
No, just this one.
So like one a season?
It's actually in conjunction with the National Wildlife Federation has an American Backyard Campout Night that they do particularly this Saturday, or the 28th of June. And we're just kind of sort of taking good ideas from that and just making it into our own and we'll see how
it's a great idea.
We'll
and it caters well to that movie in the park night. So that'll be great for you to come set up your tent before the movie, reserve your spot, watch the movie, and then just close you up in your tent.
Tent setup will be from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And there'll be designated spots for that. And then hopefully we'll have a good crowd.
Sounds like fun. 1999 is when that film
was made. I was
going to
say 2000. So.
And Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Cooper, Laura Dern were your
There
you go. Is that from our fact checker?
That's from IMDb.
Okay. We have a fact checker.
Yes.
Yeah. And so since this is the last one, check out all the rest of the movies in the park throughout the summer. They'll be going on just like normal once a month, I think. forget which ones. Despicable Me 2 is July. August is Field of Dreams.
Now. Nice.
And then September will be the one that we do at the Field House with the barbecue, and that one will be Frozen.
Nice. Oh. Everybody loves that.
I've got to go
one.
See this
it's
movie now.
It's
basinrecreation.org.
Basinrecreation.org or 655-0999.
0999. I'm telling you, it's brilliant. 0999. Everybody knows that. So that
Everybody
was a good one.
Knows it.
Or you can go to kpcw.org because we have all that also.
Fantastic.
Fun Friday fact. You've gotten Fun Friday facts over the years. Anyone that you actually walked out of here remembering?
Something I got. I remember one about a chicken once.
About a chicken. Well, we got some good. Let's see. The one I remember from. The polar bears are left-handed. That
there
one always
go.
Stuck out in my mind. Is how did somebody figure that out, right? How do you get close enough to a polar bear to figure out which hand they really want to use?
How can they be left-handed if they don't have hands?
Okay, pod.
Left pod.
Pod.
Left-sided.
Pod.
You still get cake.
Thanks,
Basin
you guys.
Recreation.
Thanks, Fun Friday.
Have a
You're
good
welcome.
Run and throw lots of colors.
See you at the movies. Bye.
KPCW and TED are supported by Emerald Data Solutions, whose BoardDocs web applications help governing bodies operate more effectively here in Park City and throughout North America. BoardDocs services streamline processes used to create and manage board packets, access information, and conduct meetings. BoardDocs.com.
Here we are in the Fun Friday finale, and that is the end of that. So, as we said, we've got 173 shows, which kind of equals out to 168 for John.
Yep, I missed five shows.
That's not too bad.
And Jan
163
only
for
yep,
me.
163. And we want to thank Fun Friday Frida for jumping in for 13 shows.
Yes.
So 173. You've lived through, fansters out there. You have survived 173 of these things. So we're happy about that. With 157 cakes and one cake bread pie, which we actually wrote a song about. And we will let you hear that in a little bit. 428 criminals have made the show.
Ugh.
And I have a couple today that will be the final Fun Friday criminals.
Yep. But stand out.
There was one,
here,
Let's welcome two of our favorite guests over the years. We have Terry Orr and Chef Scott Bobrick.
Chef Scott.
Good morning.
So
good morning.
Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
And thank you guys so much for jumping on to the show whenever we called you guys.
Can you come in?
So
it was always in a panic. Can you be here tomorrow?
Hey, can you be here in 5 minutes?
You know we're going on.
Yeah, and it's a morning show.
Exactly.
Not our favorite hour.
Especially when you work nights.
So yeah,
especially
thank you for coming in.
Nights. And we have a caller on the air, so we're going to find out who called in right now. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, my God. How many shows was I on the original Johnny Carson show?
You were Flint Decker, of the original three of the Fun Friday funsters.
Hey, Flint, how are you?
Oh, my God, Jen. John, I got the word. Little messages came through all the way to Camden, Maine this morning through the internet. And other forms of media.
You have the internet out there? That's crazy.
We do. You know, it's so funny. When you had the Basin Rec team on earlier, you were talking about whoop-de-doos and running. And back here in Maine, we talk about willy wags. That's where you live.
You live in a willy wag?
That's right. You live out in the willy wags. Terry Orr remembers living out in the willy wags.
Terry,
I still do, really.
Hey, what a run. How many shows?
We did 173 of these things.
Oh, my God. And I think the three of us were doing the original what? The
yeah, we started 100110. Do you remember that ad that we put together, the binary code
yes.
to start
yes.
off the show?
The
and then from there,
code,
we went,
yes.
No, man.
No, you don't. That was the thing. Is that I had to fight Flint. Flint was like, what are you talking about, 100? I go, it's binary. Just run with it. Okay.
And there'll be cake.
And there'll be cake.
There's always cake.
Yes. Always.
Well, so exciting news, Jan. We wish you all the very best in your next chapter. You know that.
Yes, thank you.
And John, of course, you too. And my God, the lights must be just lighting up there at the station.
Yeah, we've got some fun going on, and too few minutes to put it all together. But do you remember any fun facts from the show, Flint, that we shared with you?
I do. There was a lot of panic among the three of us before every show.
Sure.
Terry knows what that's like.
That's a
and
fun fact.
Still
that,
is.
I remember,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, still panic. And then I'm trying to remember, was it, it wasn't a chicken, but it was something to do with bacon or?
Yeah, okay. We always had a bacon fact or
sure.
two.
Yes. Protein. There was a lot of protein involved.
There's a lot of protein, and then there was a lot of with that internet again. That there was a lot of movement and social media in the early years of Fun Fridays, and I still don't know if we have a Facebook page.
Okay, so Flint, you were taxed with the thing of setting up our Facebook page, and then you promptly left Fun Friday, so Jan and
Flint,
I had to do
Flint,
it.
Flint, it's Larry. Thanks for calling in, and it's about time you click like on the Fun
yes.
Friday
or
any of
the KPCW show pages.
Anything.
Do you even have Facebook,
Flint? I have a whole group of colleagues that are dying for me to click like on any Facebook page.
Okay,
I still haven't done it.
You've got 20 minutes to like off on Friday.
There you go.
Okay, well,
thanks,
I don't want to steal the time.
Thank you, Flip,
Gail,
for coming.
Gail and I send our very best to, of course, everyone in Park City, and also we send our very, very best, our special, special best to you, John and Jan, both of you. You're in our hearts. We wish you the best for your next chapter. And don't forget to pledge to KPCW. It's the best radio station in the world.
All right, Flint. You can call in with that message anytime.
Exactly.
Thanks, Flint.
All right. Fun
Thank
Fridays
you.
Forever.
Okay.
There you go.
Or for another 19 minutes.
Hey, and let me just take one of those minutes and thank you guys for taking what was a rough idea. We had good ideas for what to do Monday through Thursday, and then we just said, and what can we do Friday? It ought to be something fun. And on that tiny nugget of two words, you guys, along with Flint, made it a fun show.
Yes, we did.
And we're just so grateful here at KPCW that you jumped in and used all your boundless enthusiasm and creativity to really make Fridays a time to look forward to on the radio.
Great, thanks.
Well,
it's been hysterical. And we do have the keys. You get the helicopter back.
You get the helicopter back.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks to all our sponsors. We cover the parking ticket.
I can't fit in the drone have. It's only 18 inches wide.
You get that
wide.
Back. The Fun Friday sticker doesn't come off the windshield,
we
so I don't
bumper
expect
sticker
the deposit
on there,
back,
yeah.
But you can have the keys.
Well,
and then I
want to
say in our defense, it said no parking. It didn't say no helicopter parking. So that ticket is going to be a little costly.
I pay it every Friday when you come in. I pay it. Just part of the dues. Just part of the dues.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
But we are going to miss you guys on the air. And for Fun Friday Fansters, we are developing new programming for the hour.
Yes.
And we don't have it ready to unveil, so we're going to have some placeholder shows in the meantime, but we will come back with
secret.
A new interesting show.
It'll be the Joni Loves Chachi of Fun Friday.
Oh, now you've given it away.
I just tried to think of what spinoff you could possibly come up with, and I needed to get Scott Baio into one show. So there you go.
I'm going to run right back to the back and start working on that concept right now.
There you go, Scott.
Thank you, Larry, very much. It's been fun for us too.
Oh, and Terry Orr, thanks for coming in.
Terry,
thank you for all of the years of letting me come pitch, pimp, whatever I've done for shows.
Hang out. That's
what
we say.
It's what we do.
And I want to award you, Jan. I know you're leaving town, but you'll be back. And John, you're in town.
I am in town, yes.
So we've only done this less than five times in the history of the now Park City Institute, and that is to award a golden lifetime ticket to come to any show that you want at any time. Indoors, outdoors, if it's on the roof. Now, I have to point out that we did this with Shorty Sorensen on his 90th birthday. He was very excited. He passed away shortly thereafter.
Oh.
What
are you saying here? What are you trying to do here? I should start to arrange everything before going to
however,
one
his
of your shows.
Widow, we all remember sweet Ella Sorensen.
Yes.
She asked me if the pass was transferable. And I thought,
post-mortem?
What am I going to say? She's 88.
There
knock
you
yourself out. How many times is she going to come to a show? Well, she found people to bring her show after show, year after year after year.
Thank
and
you
And she
that.
Had a ball.
Thank
Good
you
She
for
had
that.
A ball. So, Jan, come back when you're now
thanks.
Or in your 80s. It really doesn't matter.
Well,
it's, you know,
you.
It doesn't expire.
Nice. Thank you very
there
much.
You go.
And I will say I do have tickets to Bacon Brothers.
Oh.
So that's Saturday, the 28th. Bacon Brothers, and I was listening to some of their stuff. So I'll just say, hey, if you're not sold out, go get a ticket because it sounds like fun.
We are reserve seats are sold out, but the lawn, plenty of room.
Oh,
it's the lawn.
Fun. Yeah, and it's outside, and it's fun,
and it won't snow.
And when is it? When is the show?
It's next Saturday. First show of the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights concert series, and we should do something. We have 15 minutes. Can we try a little call in?
Sure.
Okay. So if anyone has a believable less than 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon story, I have a pair of reserve tickets I have held.
Uh-oh. Oh, so if you've got a it is qualified by the fact that you have to have a less than six degrees of separation.
Okay.
I have one more. Both of us were. Yeah.
Okay, then you've
both
just answered
were,
the phone.
We
go
were,
first.
We were hired on. At,
you can talk, but you may be disqualified because you're in the studio.
We don't count.
You
but go ahead. Tell us. We'll start that story off.
We were both hired on to open up Sky Lodge years ago.
Yep.
And our first office had a cardboard cutout of Kevin Bacon at our desk. It was really.
Life size. Like the ones maybe that you have.
Yeah, we do.
The promotional piece.
We also, in the days when we felt like we could do ambush marketing, we made those little faces like you would have in a Southern church, you know, the amen faces of Kevin Bacon. And we stuck them like in the produce department.
Oh, my God.
Which we thought was hysterical until Kevin came to town and we took him to Starbucks and someone had stuck one in Starbucks and he said, what the hell is my face?
Why is my face everywhere?
Okay, there's one I didn't get. Kevin Bacon on a stick.
Yes.
See, that was already taken.
But bum. Thanks. We'll be here for another 12 minutes.
We think.
Could end sooner?
You might finish the show.
All right, 655-8255, the number to call. You have 2 minutes to call with a Kevin Bacon story.
That's pretty good.
Less than 6 degrees of separation. And I think we have somebody calling in right now.
Yes.
You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Gilbert.
Hey, Gilbert, how are you?
Good. I'm going to miss you guys. How dare you?
It's okay. There'll be Joni Loves Chachi, too, or whatever they come up with after our show.
Okay.
It'll be a spinoff, and it'll be just as much fun because it's KPCW.
Right, that's true. So I know Terry Orr.
That's your 6 degrees? That doesn't get you. That's less than a degree.
You got to do better than that, Gilbert.
Do you have a Kevin Bacon story, or you just wanted to try to see if that would work?
No, I thought that would work. That's legit.
All right.
I'm not going to be here next weekend anyway, so you'd have to give them to somebody else. But.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for being
here. I'll put that in advance, Jill.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we got another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Well,
welcome to Fun Friday.
Yet. You're on the air now.
Okay, welcome to Fun Friday. Who's this? We still got a flashing.
Nope, we're good. Are you there?
Are you there? Hello?
No, they're not.
Okay, we lost them.
Just flashing.
Oh, sorry.
Just flashing.
No, they're not even flashing.
They're not even flashing anymore.
Go.
Anyway, so
here we go.
There's our Kevin Bacon connection story. You're on the air. Who's this?
It's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Good.
Do you have a Kevin Bacon story?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
go.
Kind of a little separation, but I was in New York in the early 90s and took spin class right next to his wife, Kara Sedgwick.
Okay,
there
so Kara said his wife was your degree of separation. Was she a good spinner?
Yeah, she was actually very, very good.
Okay. Was she just as skinny then as she is now?
She looked a little better then, I think. She had a little more muscle.
Oh, there you go, spinning.
That was in the early 90s, though, so,
and
you know,
she's
a little younger,
cake.
Too.
And there was cake.
I think, Maureen, I think...
You win.
I think you're there.
You
Woo-hoo!
Win. You get the you get the reserve tickets to the Bacon Brothers next weekend.
Great,
so,
awesome.
Call off air, call the box office, and we'll make sure we put them aside.
All right.
Okay, all
thank
right.
You,
thank
Fun
you,
Fun Friday Fanster.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
And one of the things I wanted to thank Chef Scott for was teaching Jan how to cook.
I want to say, I should be the one to say thank you, because I no longer fear the grill.
The grill?
Yeah. I made steak.
I noticed you still have your hair and your eyebrows.
Yeah, I'm good.
Something I can't claim the last time I cooked with Scott.
Although, I will say, a couple days ago, I thought, oh, I'll turn the oven on, I'll make this lovely pork roast, and I forgot there was an empty pan and a pot holder in there, and it starts smoking. So, you don't want to overcook your pot holders.
No, you don't.
Your
no.
Pot holder's very delicate cooking process.
Medium rare. I always do.
Yeah, it was overcooked. But thank you, because I no longer fear the kitchen.
How many times? You got any numbers on me?
Yeah.
How many times you made it to the show in a last-minute format?
Thank you.
All of them.
All of them. So of the 173 shows, I think you've made at least 20 of them, maybe 25.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Cooking actually could be fun.
Ratings were always higher when I was on it.
Oh,
yes,
huge.
Of course.
Huge. Do you remember any? What was your favorite criminal over the years?
Criminal? No. I remember talking NASCAR.
Jan's favorite secret love of NASCAR.
Yeah, it's a big secret. I love it.
How about Fun Friday Facts? Do you remember any of those? How about Terry? Any Fun Friday Facts?
I always loved the songs.
The songs.
Songs really, they just spoke to me.
My favorite Fun Friday fact still is that a giraffe can clean its own ears with a 21-inch tongue. That one always stuck out in my head.
There's so many places to go.
I'm just saying.
No,
that
giraffe
one I never forgot.
Touché, Terry.
Yeah, that's
one
good
for Terry.
There you
Cha-ching
go. Yay.
10 minutes down.
There you go.
Is it 9? Is it really 10? 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I brought chocolate. There is always cake, there is always chocolate.
Yes, always chocolate. Yes. So that was fun. Oh, and we had a good time with the chocolate people.
Yes, we had an interview with the museum. We want to thank all the people over the years that have been recurring guests here on Fun Friday. So we have a few to thank.
Yeah, that was the Natural History Museum of Utah and Solstice Chocolate. It was a lovely lunch, and it was chocolate, and it was delightful. So thanks very much for that. And
can I ask, what was the sitting here, anyone that's been to KPCW booth? It's a large, picturesque window.
It's beautiful.
What is the craziest things you've ever seen, and you've had to say, what the window?
There was the shredding machine outside. That was kind of interesting to watch people and what they were bringing up to shred.
One? All right, my favorite one was there were two girls in bikinis with life jackets running up the street with buckets on their head.
Really?
So there you go.
Can we
at
ask what 8 time
o'clock
of
in the morning?
Year?
Oh, yeah.
It was
9 o'clock when we start our show.
They were running up the street.
What time of year, though?
Summer.
Okay.
It was
at least summer.
Did you find out
what the heck was going
on?
No. Well, we don't.
But you know what the greatest visual was? Running up the street, John in a St. Valentine's Day Cupid contest.
The Cupid contest, yep. That was our
dressed as a giant.
You can still see that.
Talk about images that never burned
right in there,
mind.
Aren't they, Terry?
They are right in the forefront.
So John was Cupid.
As Cupid, thinking about a giraffe with a 22-inch tongue.
21.
21-inch tongue. With the big wrappy
in
thing
a bikini
and wings.
Somewhere in
winter.
That.
And
did you have shoes on?
Flint would always go to the Hal report because Hal would work at the...
Oh, Hal. Well, it was kind of like the weather report because depending upon what Hal was wearing, that was the weather.
Yes.
So I think
and so he would constantly
together
bring up, like all of a sudden Flint would just
Hal
go
worked
off
at the museum
yes
for those
he
listeners.
Worked at, exactly. Yes. He worked at the museum and every morning as soon as there'd be a lull, all of a sudden Flint would go off on this tangent. I was like, oh, there's Hal. And I'm like,
he's got a jacket
there's nobody
on
in the radio listening world that can see this guy walking down the street. And yet it didn't stop Flint week by week giving the Hal report.
Yeah. Hey, and we should thank the curling club because we got to curl.
We got to curl.
And that was fun.
And
if you ever
curl
get the chance to go curling on their when they have their Monday night learn to curl, that was a gas. So that was a fun Friday fact right there.
We had 10 Quint Fridays was what we named them when we
Quint
had five Fridays in the month.
There you
so
go.
You got
it was
one
bonus
extra
Fridays
bonus fun Friday.
Uh-huh. And that was our punch card right there. You got 10
10
Fridays
Quint
in the last
Fridays
3.5 years.
If you were a fanster.
And then the Halloween, the Flintstones down on Main Street. That
Flintstones
was a gas
were epic. That,
yeah.
Those costumes,
that
we
was
did
pretty
good. We did pretty good
the
with
the song
those
was pretty good. The costumes were pretty fun.
Yeah,
so
we won an award for the song. Yeah. We didn't pull that one out.
I got it.
Oh, we did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here you go. Fun Friday fansters. Here's a little... what do we call it? A medley of Fun Friday stuff.
Well, here we go.
Compilation.
Oh, thank you.
Fun Stones, meet the Fun Stones. They'll be live on Main Street Halloween. Come meet John and Jen and trick or treat for something sweet to eat. This year, all the fun is on Wednesday through the courtesy of Fun Friday. When you're with the Fun Stones, you'll have a yabba dabba do time, a dabba boo time, a happy Halloween.
Cake bread pie, cake bread pie. I'm gonna have some cake bread pie,
cake bread pie.
cake bread pie.
Eat it with a fork.
Eat it with a spoon.
Put it on a plate. Make it soon. Cake bread pie. My oh my.
I want verdicts.
Cake bread pie.
Oh my God! And the
hits just keep
just
on coming.
In.
You, for all of you out there in Fun Friday Fanster world, and hoped that you had gotten that out of your head. We just put it right
there
back in there for you.
No, I should have seen Jan dancing along to the music and spinning the dials. I just have to thank Jan because she's also been the most patient person for taping all the spots that we've done over the years, and it doesn't always come easy, but Jan makes it easy.
You do all the work, so thank you. Thanks, but it's all.
It looks
fun.
Like you're doing all the work.
No, I just push some
it
buttons.
It is. We have another caller that is calling into the final Fun Friday Frontier. Who is this?
Hey, this is Greg, Park City Curling Club.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you, Greg, for teaching us how to curl.
Yeah, thank you guys for the plug of the club and coming out, learning how to curl, and just let you know that we're gearing up for next season and looks to be a great one.
When does it
we're
start?
We have a couple of Learn to Curls coming up in the fall before we start our league. So people want to come out and learn to curl and then possibly join the league. And we'll have details on that coming up as we get a little closer.
Fabulous.
Thank you. Well, thanks for being a fanster and listening to the show all these years.
And getting us out there. Because it truly was a gas. It is fun. So I hope to continue that.
Yeah, you guys are great. And we appreciate you coming out and appreciate you plugging the club.
No problem. Thanks.
Definitely.
Thanks for the fun.
Okay.
Scott, do you see curling in your future?
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
As my grandfather would say, it was of the 16 or 22-ounce beverage.
Curling.
Well, you know why they allow beer when you curl? Because it's cold.
Yes,
you're
and it's
right
the
on
only
the
Olympic sport that actually it's written in the rules you can drink while.
Really?
Yes.
And, I guess I will be curling.
That is why it is my favorite of the Olympic winter sports.
Do you have to drink beer?
I don't know that they actually specifically say beer, but it is beer.
So High West could be a sponsor. For
you example. Could easily sure. have High West Curling Club.
Yeah. But your beer stays
makes
cold because you sit on the ice.
Oh,
it's
definitely. I mean, it's definitely going to curl on you.
Yeah. And we're saying curl with a C, not hurl with an A.
Well, yeah, you know, it depends on how
good you are.
How good you really are.
And
that just brings it on home, doesn't
it? Home.
And I want to say thank you to All Seasons Adventures.
They kicked us off. They were our first ever sponsor. And
definitely.
We want to thank them.
Yeah, definitely.
They kicked us off the air.
But thank you.
Many others tried to kick them off.
We've had many sponsors over the years, but I specifically wanted to say thank you, All Seasons Adventures, because they were first.
And they stuck with us for a while,
thank you. That's fun. And we've had crazy criminals. The one I liked the best was the guy who put the money in the vending machine, did not get his 90-cent candy bar, went to get the forklift, bashed the vending machine, cost him thousands of dollars to replace it, plus the fines, plus jail time. It was 90 cents. He was my favorite. Who's your favorite?
My favorite, hands down, was the guy that tried to rob the 7-Eleven wearing a clear plastic bag on his head. He was the one
dressed
up there.
Cupid.
He dressed as Cupid. And I want to thank the state of Florida. Florida wins with the most stupid criminals of all time. More of our stupid criminals have come out of the state of Florida than any other state. So thank you, Florida.
Thanks, Florida.
For having so many crazy people. And the last one I did found was a Florida woman that decided to shoplift 7 lobster tails by hiding them in her pants. That was this week's stupid criminal.
That's pretty bold.
And that she wasn't the only one that ever that we had one guy trying to get chinchillas out of South America in his pants on a plane.
On a
got
plane.
Caught. And then there was another guy stealing steaks out of Walmart. So those were – and then the last one that I have here is a meth lab run out of a retirement home. Does not compare to the people that actually ran the meth lab out of their van and then get pulled over for a DUI. We want to thank our sponsors, Foothill Oriental Rugs, Wasatch Pub, Squatters Pub and Brewery, Utah Olympic Park, Park City Sunday Market, also San Francisco Design and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And we'll be right back. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, LRW-LAW.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, ParkCityNursery.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
And Fun Friday fansters like you. Okay, that's it. We're done.
We're done.
It's over.
The keys to the helicopter have been returned.
Oh, my heart's pounding.
Yes.
And, you guys.
It's 3.5 years, and
thanks.
Like I say, we're going to hold off on the Joni Loves Chachi spinoffs.
The spinoff.
a grateful and amused Park City thanks you for thank your you. Years of service.
Thank awesome. You. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you, Jan.
Here we go.
I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time